Svartem lochem imacharas haShabbos miyom aviyachem is Omer hatufa Omer hatufa. So we know the mitzvah Sfiras Omer begins imacharas haShabbos, the day after Shabbos, which was a major debate among the Karaites and Chazal, the Prushim. So among the Karaites, they felt that imacharas haShabbos is Sunday, because Shabbos is Shabbos. And therefore, you always start counting Svira on Sunday, and therefore Shavuos is always going to be on the same time. However, Chazal have a different tradition. Mimacharas HaShabbos, sometimes Yantav is called Shabbos, and here we're referring to the Yantav of Pesach. So you begin on this counting the second day of Pesach. So, two questions. Number one is, why is Pesach used as an example for Shabbos? Why didn't it say Mimacharas HaPesach? Why Mimacharas HaShabbos? So really couldn't have said Mimacharas HaPesach, because Pesach really means the Karban Pesach. That would really mean they start on the 15th. But why is Pesach used? And secondly, why don't we begin right away? Why do we begin the second night? Why don't we begin the first night of Pesach? Why is there some gap in between? So regarding the first Shiloh, the Meshech Chachma, that's a whole long discussion on this and others, but he discusses the difference, the fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yentah. We all know the Gemara tells you Shabbos is Kavah V'Kaimai. 6 days a week we work, the seventh is Shabbos. It's patterned after Shesh Shmei Bereishis. So basically it's, whether we like it or not, Shabbos comes. It's all from God. But Yontov is Mekadesh Yisroel Vazmanim, that we sanctify. Without the Beis Din Agada, without us sanctifying the moon, then there wouldn't be any Yom Tovim. And it was Hillel HaShani who made up the calendar up until the year 6000. Not that it couldn't go longer, but that's when he made his calculation. So we know the halacha of Yontov is dependent on us. So there's one major difference between, as we say in the bracha, Mekadesh HaShabbos versus Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. And one of the differences is, one major difference between Shabbos and Yontov is, even though the Lamentes Malachas in theory apply, but on Yontov we have a special heter of Ochol Nefesh. One is allowed to cook on Yontov, while from a certain stage, however, a pre-existing flame and other details, but fundamentally one is permitted to cook versus Shabbos, you can't. And in fact, since the Meshech Chachma says, since Shabbos is basically a gift, we didn't deserve it, God gave it to us, and therefore we have no right for leeway, but since we brought in Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman, and we brought it in, so therefore there's room for leniency, we could work out the din of Ochol Nefesh, since we brought it upon us, we earned it, so therefore, so to speak, we can make some type of deals with it. And as well, that's what they point out, the Meshech Chachma, a Totsah is this, that's why the halacha is, on Yontif, you're only allowed to cook for another Yid, not for a guy, because why? Because it the whole heter is Ochol Nefesh. It's a gift only because for the Jewish people, it's a special gift. But for a non-Jew, for Shabbos, it's for another reason you're allowed to have people over, because since you can't cook on Shabbos, so therefore there's no problem. But the heter of cooking for a Jew is only because Yontov, in other words, Shabbos is a universal day. It's for everybody. It's God created the world. There was nothing special, nothing Jewish per se about Shabbos. He gave Shabbos to us as a matana. We didn't earn it. And therefore, a guy can't even keep it today. But it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We didn't earn it. And therefore, you say Mekadesh HaShabbos. But by Yontov, it's Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. And we know by the Shavuos Ragon, we have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkah. So by Pesach, we have Yitzias Mitzrayim. That was unique Yitzias Mitzrayim was unique to the Jewish people. Shavuos Kabbalah Satorah was unique to the Jewish people, and Anei HaKavod protected us in the Midbar. So therefore, Yontif only exists because of the Jewish people, so therefore we have special leniencies and we have the Heter of Ochel Nefesh. In fact, it's interesting to note that the Heter of Ochel Nefesh is given by Pesach regarding the Yontif of Pesach. Why specifically was it given by Pesach? Why not by Sukkot? Why not by Shavuos? So that's how someone explained, because Pesach is really the one Yontif that really was a gift as well, that we were on the Memtesh Shari Tuma, we were stuck there, we weren't coming out. It was, God gave us the Korban Pesach. Anyway, basically, Pesach also, to a certain extent, wasn't earned. It was only earned a little. He gave us the refuah before the Makkah. He gave us the Korban Pesach. He let us walk through Kriyas Yamsuf. But ultimately, the 10 plagues, everything that was going on was really all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, I might have thought that maybe there's no heter of Ochel Nefesh by Pesach. By Sukkot and Shavuos, it was more us. So it's clear, since we were involved, we have the heter. But by Pesach, it was more from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Dafka have to give the Ochel Nefesh by Pesach to teach us that. And that's why, in fact, that's why the Meshech Chachma says, it's Mimacharas HaShabbos. Pesach is called Shabbos. Why? Because Pesach is the most similar Yontif compared to Shabbos. It's the most Shabbos Dikah Yontif. Because why? Because Shabbos represents a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Pesach also was. Nevertheless, we still consider it Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, and therefore we have the Heter of Ochel Nefesh not only applies, but is given there. And that's why we say Mimacharas HaShabbos. Because Shabbos is a gift, so too Pesach was a gift. But why do we wait until the second day, the second night of Pesach, to start counting the Omer and bringing the Korban Omer? Because on the night of Pesach, it was the night of Nisim Neflos. We were given things. God was carrying us on his wings, so to speak. The Korban Omer, which represents Machal Behema, then we come back to earth. Like people talk about the Baal Shem Tov rites and all the Chasidus Shesvarim about on Pesach was we rose above our true character. We had an artificial high, so to speak. But then, as always, you come down. That's why Baalei Tshuva, there's always a stage where in the beginning you're so excited, everything's great, you get an artificial high. But then reality kicks in. And that's normal. Like a child, at a certain point, you know, the parents are carrying them. But then another time, you put them down, they got to learn how to walk. They got to learn how to bike. And the kids show resilience. So there's a different, there's the artificial high part that basically God gives as a gift to the Baal Tshuva to get into it. But it's like a child when they have to start walking. And the parent showing the confidence in the child. Okay, now you're ready. Now you're ready. I don't have to carry you anymore. You can take it on your own level. Amido tamid demharbe. The ultimate level is you can do it on your own. And so too about when you lose that artificial high, what God is telling you is you're ready now. Now you can work hard and get through it. So right after we got through the, so to speak, the gift, the artificial high, all the nisim that falls on you see as Mitzrayim. Now the next Yontif is Shavuos, and we know Sfiras Omer is the bridge between Pesach and Shavuos. So we took one day off to show this is the artificial high. And now we're going to start from bottom now. Day one, day two, day three. And we're going to work on our Midos, work on our Torah, work on our Tefillah, the three categories as the Gedal Yeshua points out. Sfiras Omer has been the three categories. The first third is working on our Avodah, Korban Pesach, our Tefillah. The second category, Pesach Sheni, the Chesed, the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Chesed, we work on Chesed. And the last one, Lag Bom Renan, Lag Ninu Aman, Ninu Torah, Okay Aman, this is the time when we work on our Torah, the Yontif of Shavuos. And therefore, Pesach, so to speak, was the artificial high. We did do things, and therefore it is the Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. I might have thought there'd be no Ochel Nefesh. It's called Shabbos to show Pesach is a gift. But ultimately, to be successful on Shavuos, we have to do it on our own. And if we have to bring back, we have to go ahead and work hard for the next 49 days And ultimately, freedom by itself is just an enabler. The Yetzias Zion by itself doesn't tell us anything. It's only because we worked hard to receive the Torah and our Sinai 50 days later, and that's why we have Pesach is called Shabbos, because it's a gift. Pesach was, out of all the Yom Tov, and the biggest gift, it was undeserved. And we want to get off the artificial high, like a child, like a Baal Tshuva, and therefore we're ready for the grind, the 49 days, the grinding up until the Yontav Shavuos, because as the Lubavitcher Rebbe, we don't pass in this way, he says, Usvartem Lachem, that everyone has to have their own Kabbalah. So we agree everyone has to have their own Kabbalah. He says the Halacha that if you're counting sphere and you cross over the international dateline, you keep your own Shavuos. We don't go that far. But the principle is true. Svartem Lachem, Shisru Kalecha Vechad, we're all going to celebrate Shavuos on the same day. But we all have to work on our own 49 different levels. And therefore, when it comes to the Yontav Shavuos, it's something we earn. And that's why we want to separate it from Pesach, which is a gift, an artificial high. So we begin counting on the next day, Svartem Lachem, and those things that we work upon.